Maybe today you need to ask Jesus to help your unbelief. Mark 9:17 through 19 says, "A man in the crowd answered, 'Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of his speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth and he gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not do it.' 'You unbelieving generation,' Jesus replied, 'how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.'" Then in verse 22 through 24, it says, "It is often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," Jesus said, "everything is possible for the one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." See, this man just told Jesus, "I brought my son to you, but you weren't here. So I asked for your disciples to do it, but they couldn't do it." Here's where the unbelief started. They couldn't do it. Then the man said, "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." It's really important to recognize that when this man traveled to Jesus with his son, he was stepping out in faith in expectation that Jesus was going to heal him. The faith was there. He had it. But then when the disciples couldn't heal him, doubt started to take root. It's the same thing that happens to us when things don't look like we imagine them looking, and when prayers aren't answered on our timeline. See, we allow doubt to start to take root. But what does Jesus do next? He reassures the man that everything is possible for the one who believes. And the man asks Jesus to help his unbelief. So maybe today disappointments have caused doubt to take root in your life. I want to remind you that everything is possible for the one who believes. So maybe today you need to ask Jesus to comfort you and to help your unbelief.